Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back again, everyone. You're with Dr. Harris. Dr. Harris, Black Lives Matter Show. We are rocking and rolling one more time today. We had a good show last night, good informational show. Excuse me, in regards to the how the African American farmers were their land and different things was stolen from them, from intimidation to white supremacy, white privilege. Very, very good show. Very educational for me as being a black farmer myself, working with the Fresno Free School. We teach kids here in Fresno how to farm. We get them into college. Right now, my son, Floyd Harris Jr. III, is at Southern University right now in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. He came home for holidays, and we're just glad to have him back home. This semester, my son worked very, very hard. He had 5 A's and 1 B, 3.9 GPA. And that's what he worked hard to get this semester. So we're proud of him. And so just want to give shout out to a lot of the different freedom fighters across the country. I know we have Uncle Bobby down in the Oakland area and many, many activists down there. We have a lot of folks down in the area and a lot of people here in Fresno. We just want to give a shout out to you and thank you for all of what you do. We know that the, you know, social justice, civil rights work is not something you get paid a lot of money for, if you get any money. But I think we do it because we have passion for it and we want to see justice happen for all people. And so, you know, I guess some of you see the sign that's behind me. I am running for mayor of Fresno here in Fresno, California. I believe the election is March 3rd of 2020. We just excited to be a good servant to our people. A lot of issues going on here in Fresno, a lot of corruption that's going on here in Fresno. And so, you know, you're either part of the solution or part of the problem. And those who know me know I've been in the trenches for many, many years, approximately 39 years, being a civil rights leader here locally and across the country as well as internationally. And so, you know, it's rewarding. You know, a lot of times doing community service work, you come up against a lot of opposition. You come up against people who don't really believe in maybe you as a person, maybe not believe in the way you organize. But, you know, I always tell people, look at your heart. You know, I think if you look at their heart, I think you'll find the truth right there. So, you know, we here in Fresno, you know, this mayor race that's coming up March 3rd, just received a email this evening from a group of folks who is going to be putting on a candidate form. I believe it's going to be a city college. I'll be letting you know the dates. We want to turn it out with Harris supporters. We want to let people know that we're part of the solution and we're going to be at the table in regards to what's going on here in our community. Many, many issues going on in Fresno, and so we just want to have a debate, you know, let the people decide who they want as their mayor. We'll be coming with our platform, as well as everyone else with their platforms. We have a strong team, a solid team of people. I just want to thank all of them who is working on the campaign. A friend of mine who drives trucks, interesting, he called me today. He was all excited when he seen the sign, yard sign, saying Harris for mayor. And he told me, he said, man, he said, I got to have 5 or 10 yard signs to put on my block. You know, he said, I'm going to be going door to door letting people know that, you know, you're the person we need, you're the person we want. And I appreciate that, you know, because I'm not going to be able to get to every door in Fresno, but we will get to as many doors as we can. And so tonight was supposed to be I think someone's trying to get on Facebook with me. This evening, let me see here. Let them know that we're on the show. They just sent me a message asking me around the show. Give me 1 second here. Instead of clicking in a minute. Give me 1 second. Let me type this in here. Let them know they're asking, are we on the show? I just need to tell them yes. Anyway, getting back, I just want to give a shout out to those who are online right now. We got Victoria. Hey, Victoria, miss you. Kimberly, Annette, thank you for tuning in. Kim, Sample, thank you for tuning in. Brown, thank you for tuning in. Kim Snow, thank you. Sherry, thank you for tuning in. Crystal, thank you. Gloria Hall, thank you. Marcella Grace, appreciate you. Love you. So, Grace, thank you. Cynthia, thank you so much. Hey, thank you. Thank you. Who is this? Jones, thank you, Sir Queen. Thank you. I think that's Shalice. Thank you. Dolores Best, thank you. Brother Thomas, thank you. Mount Pleasant. Jason, thank you so much. And Miss Davis, thank you so much. Pretty appreciate y'all coming on tonight, and just want to acknowledge all of you for coming on the show. It's been a long day for me today. My day starts 4 o'clock, and, well, it doesn't end until after the show, about between 9 and 10 o'clock, and I try to get a couple hours of sleep before I start hitting my grind tomorrow. Holidays are here. A lot of family and different people are getting together. Some people celebrate the holidays. Some people don't. Some just like to get together with their families and et cetera. And all that's good. All of that's good. So we just want to acknowledge everyone that's on the show today. So tonight's show, a lot of you may have heard or may not heard of our President Trump getting impeached today. From a very historical vote. It's not easy to impeach. Uh-oh, give me 1 second. Sorry, not coming up. 1 second. And so, I think, sorry about that, someone. And so what happens is that there was an impeachment today at the White House, and a vote was taken. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read some of the verbiage. Not going to read all of it, but for those of you who want to call in, please call in to 516. And I apologize for not putting the number on the screen. 516-387-1474. 516-387-1474. One more time, 516-387-1474. Please call in and give your opinion about this impeachment that is taking place here in America. It's very historic. And so basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to read some of the information that research I was doing today about the impeachment. And basically it's from Washington, D.C., was where the White House is. It says Donald Trump became the third, matter of fact, let me make these words a little bigger here. Okay. All right. There we go. Donald Trump became the third sitting president in the U.S. history to be impeached as the House of Representatives approved on Wednesday the two articles of impeachment against him that he abused the power of his office by pursuing the UK to interfere in the 2020 election on his behalf. And that he obstructed Congress in his inquiry. Trump came to the stage for a rally in Battle Creek, Michigan, just as the vote was being called, and told the crowd, "It doesn't really feel like we're being impeached. The country is doing better than ever before. We did nothing wrong. And we have tremendous support in the Republican Party." Yes, 516-387-1474. Excuse me, I'm online. 516-387-1474. Thank you for putting that up for me, Mr. Davis. I really appreciate that. I like to see here what your thoughts are about this. I mean, where are we right now in the country, at the U.S. right now? Since Donald Trump became president, there has been a lot of stuff that has happened while up under his leadership. And I just like to get, you know, folks' perspective in regards to what you think about the impeachment of Donald Trump. I mean, when he was running for president, one of the things he was talking about was building a wall, Mexico. Millions and millions of dollars went toward that. Now we have children right now who has been separated from their families at the border. We even had children who have died. We have families who have been separated. What are your thoughts about that? As I tell people that because it happens to them, as I tell African-American people, it's not going to be long before they come after us. But what are your thoughts about that? I mean, are you okay with, you know, our president, his behavior? Are you satisfied with his leadership? Are you happy that he's getting impeached? Are you upset? Do you feel that it's a waste of time in regards to our president being impeached? What are your thoughts? And I'd like to hear what people have to say about this right now. Because I believe that we're at a turning point in America right now with everything that's going on. We have people who are homeless all over the country. We have people, I read a report yesterday, which we'll be having a show on that maybe tomorrow or one day this week, about Las Vegas, how Las Vegas has thousands of people living in a tunnel up under the strip. California, we have our tunnels, or they're not actually called tunnels, they're called canals, but in Las Vegas they're called tunnels because they're cement. And we have thousands of people living underground up under the strip in Las Vegas. And the people that's living there, reading the report, it shows that a lot of them have jobs. A lot of them have jobs just living in the cement canals up under the strip of Las Vegas. Now, here's the crazy part, and I'll repost that on my wall so that you all can review that at your own leisure. But what's interesting about the the people living on the ground is that they have jobs, but they just can't afford rent in Las Vegas. And you have children and husband and wives, and you know, it's not about everybody, you know, want to be homeless. I mean, there's different circumstances, but what is our country doing to deal with this issue right now? Is there affordable housing? Is there, you know, what are we doing here? But we go to Mexico to build a wall, supposedly to keep criminals out, but yet we have people in Las Vegas, even here in Fresno, living on the streets. I mean, I'm a bus driver, and I drive by it every day, and it just bothers me to see people in tents, you know, and sleeping bags, you know, covered up with two or three quilts, just trying to stay warm. You know, is the priorities of our country going in the right direction? I don't think it is. I think that our priorities in our country is not the American people. I think it's the priorities of our country is people. Political agendas are more important than the humans in our in the United States of America. And so, I'd like for someone to call in at 516-387-1474. To give your opinion or your perspective on what is taking place. I think one of the things that, you know, running for mayor of Fresno, I think, as I told my campaign team and I tell people in the community, I think a lot of the people in Fresno is numb. And what I mean by numb is like when you go to the dentist and he numbs your mouth with that needle. I feel that this city has been able to manipulate. This city has been able to intentionally marginalize people in Fresno so that they will not be able to engage in the political process of what's going on here in Fresno. And so, you know, in saying that, you know, I just believe that we need to build from the bottom up, not the top down. I believe that all people, all creeds, color, nationality, sexual orientation, has a right to be at the table, to be able to voice their concerns and voice their opinion about what's going on with them each and every day. I believe it's important that we understand as the American people that, you know, we have to come together and figure this out. It's not Germany. It's not Japan, it's not Italy, it's not France's responsibility to figure out the problems of America. It's our job to figure out the problems in America. But we have to understand, we have to come to these issues in our community of knowing that we have a right to be at the table. And Fresno has had this ideology from a political standpoint, that they're gonna pick and choose who they want at the table to represent you. And I say, people needs to be at the table to represent us. And so, and that's one of the pieces that I'm really strong on right now, is making sure that we have a voice at the table, and it's important. It's important. I mean, if you were to just take, and I'm going to get back to our topic, if you were to just take the conversation of the selecting of the chief of police here in Fresno, the people were told that when Jerry Dyer was to step down or what have you, retire, that they were going to do a nationwide search for a chief of police. And I believe they spent money and time and et cetera. And then come to find out, again, Fresno has this good old boy system. They decided that they were going to hire someone within the department to be the chief of police. And so that stuff like that is not going to roll with me with, you know, once we win the mayorship here. You know, I want everyday people, activists, people who that is concerned about the chief of police organizations, and let them be part of the process. And that's the problem that I see right now, is that we as American people, we have to have a voice at the table. So we had 516-387-1474, 516-387-1474, I'd like for someone to call in, talk about this impeachment that just came down from the White House to send a clear message to Donald Trump that he has not been right. He has not represented this country in the right way of how it should be. And so, and that's what I'm talking about. You know, it took people to step up to the plate to say, hey, enough is enough, and we're not putting up with this crap anymore. And that's our constitutional right, to put people in office and to take people out of office and to impeach people, politicians that that has not did their due diligence to represent us. So we had 516-387-1474. And but it's important that all of us go and read the impeachment information that is taking place right now, and for you to get an understanding of what's happening right now in your country. We're at a melting pot right now. We're at a melting pot. We're at a tipping point in America right now, where that we have to have our finger on the pulse of our community, on what's going on each and every day. And if we don't have our finger on the pulse, I believe that we're going to be in big trouble moving forward. I'm looking forward to new blood. I'm looking forward to new activists. I'm looking forward to students and getting involved right now, because you're the one that has to take the blunt of the decision-making of those at the top. And so I'm just saying that those at the top have not been caring about those at the bottom, but yet plunging the those at the bottom that this is what's best for you. The only people who know what's best for us is us. And so that's the message that we're sending now locally and across the country. And so I just, like I said, I just wanted, I just came on just a little bit. Like I said, I have to get up early, early in the morning. It's very, very cold. And so I have to get a lot of sleep. But again, go to Facebook, go to Google, you know, check it out, read it, dissect it, sleep on it, you know, and we'll be having this topic again real soon. And so I just want to say hotep to everybody, and we're at the end of our show. Thank you. Love you all for tuning in, and we'll talk to you soon.